Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This fall, 30,000 copies of one short story will be handed out all around the city of Boston at local community centers, farmers markets, public library branches, and tea stations.
It's all part of the Boston Book Festival's One City, One Story program, now in its third year.
The idea is to get people reading and taking part, talking about the same story. Joining us now is Deborah Z. Porter. She's the Boston Book Festival's founder and executive director. And welcome back, Deborah. Great to have you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So last year, you picked Richard Russo's short story, The Whore's Child. We talked to him. We talked about that. And before you revealed this year's pick, tell us how last year's One City, One Story program went.
It went really well. We were very pleased with how many community groups and branch libraries decided to pick the story up and discuss it on their own, including high school teachers who used it in the classroom. And we're hoping that we can build on that momentum this year of people choosing the story on their own to have discussions around
okay.
it.
Okay, so now the big reveal. This year's story, and who's the author?
This year's story is The Lobster Mafia Story by Anna Solomon.
And Anna Solomon is right here. She joins us in the studio. And welcome back to Radio Boston, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So the Lobster Mafia story, beautifully written story, such a sad story, set in a New England fishing town, your native Gloucester, I assume.
That's right.
The protagonist and narrator is a widow named Marcella. She lives with a sort of dark, buried secret about her husband and other fishermen in town. Set up the story a little bit for us.
Yeah, so the story takes place soon after her husband has died, and it's really his widow's, Marcella's processing of what happened many years ago with her husband and a number of other men who were involved in one of the lobster mafia gangs, such as it is, and who murdered another lobsterman right before the blizzard of 78 rolled through. And so it's really her coming to terms with that story and how it haunted their marriage over the many years in her life. And in some ways, toward the end of the story is really her beginning anew or trying to begin anew.
It is beautiful, powerful, sad. Deborah Porter, why did you pick this story?
We picked the story because we felt that, as you said, it had so much going for it. It had a lot of depth. It has a very strong sense of place. You can really feel the cold and feel the sort of the despair in certain parts. And we felt that it would appeal to a wide audience, which is our goal, sort of to male, female, young and old.
And Deborah mentioned a strong sense of place. You grew up in Gloucester. Do you find that a lot of what you write is defined by that landscape? Because it really kind of hits you over the head in the story, the cold nor'easter coming in at the beginning over the harbor. I mean, you really feel the elements that these fishermen have to deal with.
Yeah, I think it's certainly where I grew up has a huge influence on my writing, both when I write about Gloucester, but also when I write about other places, because the environment was so important to me there. I grew up right on the Essex River itself, and so there were lobster boats going in and out every day, and fishing boats and clammers, and we would go pick mussels, and sort of a very clear sense of weather, especially, and its impact on our lives.
Can you read us a bit from the lobster story? We asked you to, we picked this passage that you have in front of you. It comes early in the story. The men are sitting out a storm. They're drinking rum. They're not fishing, and this bit comes just before the big event that sort of sets the story in motion.
Sure. The radio crackles. One man adjusts the dial, another the antenna. The third reaches for the rum, the fourth shakes his head. February, he says. Why even bother? We should be asleep right now. The others nod in agreement, but they're lying. They don't want to be in bed next to their wives with their pale, suffering breaths, under attics that have not been insulated, in view of traps that lie unmended in the yards, close to the children who've grown and the children who've not been had. One man pours the rum, another raises the liter of cola. Who? The men hold out their caps. A gust shakes the walls, the wind already strong enough that they don't hear Tom Lanza start his motor. Instead, they feel the vibration in their feet, then his wake soon after. The men have plenty of reasons not to like Tom Lanza. He moved up from Rhode Island a few years before. Some outsiders make it just fine here. They accept their status, follow the rules, go humbly. But Lanza has done none of this. He refuses to join the union. He doesn't belong to any gang. He works alone and all over the place, on the edge of established territories, drawing off lobsters, but quiet about it, smart and quick. He had an arrogant house built for himself, blonde Italian brick with pillars. He is a bachelor. They open the shack door just in time to see his broken sternlight trembling before it disappears out into the main harbor.
Wow, that's Anna Solomon reading her story, which is the One City, One Story program. It's called the Lobster Mafia Story. This is going to be available all over the city of Boston for folks to read and talk about. And I don't want to give too much of the story away, but it's intense. Is it fair to say that one of the themes that runs through this story is sort of the dark secrets that people keep, that they have to sort of store away, and how those secrets can kind of eat away at them and even define them at a certain point?
Absolutely. I think, you know, Marcella, the main character, she grew up in the North End of Boston, Italian Catholic, and she winds up in Gloucester as part of this married to a Protestant, very Yankee, not eating potatoes and not really talking about anything ever. And so I think it is in some ways both the secrets that people keep and also the weight of those stories, and how the weight of not telling these things can really begin to destroy people.
Yeah. What inspired you to write this?
I came across a book on a friend's shelf that was called The Lobster Gangs of Maine, a nonfiction sort of self-published book, and I picked it up. I was fascinated, and I'd spent a bunch of time on fishing boats as when I was a reporter. And again, as I said, I grew up watching these lobster boats go in and out, and I was really drawn to it. And, you know, what happened as I read about it and this world is that what I really became intrigued by was the men's world, but also the women who were, you know, who were attached to them and who were their wives, and what did they make of all of this? What was their role in it?
Yeah, well, it's incredibly intense. And beautifully written. I keep coming back to
Thank
that.
You.
But I was telling you earlier, I read this story. It's one of those stories that I read early in the day, and it has stayed with me throughout the day. And so that's always an indication of a powerful story. Deborah Porter, let me come back to you. This is the third year you've done the One City, One Story project. What do you want people to get out of this project this year?
We want people to have a sense of community around reading, and that through these discussions, both the discussions people have on their own and the sort of town hall discussion we'll have at the book festival on October 27th, that they really come together as a city around literature.
That's Deborah Z. Porter. She's the founder and executive director of the Boston Book Festival. Anna Solomon is the author of The Lobster Mafia Story, this year's selection for Boston's One City, One Story program. She also recently published her first novel, The Little Bride. Anna Solomon, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Deborah, thank you.
Thank you.
The Lobster Mafia Story will be widely distributed around the city in September. In the meantime, you can find an excerpt at radioboston.org.
Well, that's it for today. But tomorrow on the show, we'll reveal some lesser-known destinations on the Cape and Islands to help you beat those summer crowds, like a hidden beach in East Ham that naturalist Henry Beston described as the last fragment of an ancient and vanished land. That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.